Good evening, everyone. Good morning. Oh, it's early. It's 1:27 a.m. on Monday, May 7th. And to be honest with you, I haven't really thought of a political or deep theme for the podcast yet. I'm just going to kind of relay, I guess, some stories then today. Why not? Oh, yeah, I have some ideas, but you never know where things go. All right, where am I? Where in the world is Kenny San Diego? Well, if I look directly to my right, as I sniffle because the allergies, I believe their allergies have been whooping my butt down here in South Florida. So I look to my right, I'm just seeing the view of the ocean be obscured by a tree. But I'm like right on one of those, A1A oceanfront roads. And of course it's 1:28 in the morning and there's nobody here. I always love that. Gorgeous too. It's probably like 80 degrees outside right now. I have ridden a bike. I have a bike with me, pedal bike. I decided to have some fun today. I haven't been getting enough exercise. You know how, sorry about the sniffling. You know how sometimes you go through periods of time where you're really busy or tied up or something and your workout routine, your exercise, in my case, it was hockey, kind of got put on hold for a while. 6 months to, yeah, like 6 months pretty much of not really playing much, even more playing really, and not exerting yourself, you know, really getting whatever. Now, I had a long, long time ago, back in like 2002, I think it was, I rode a mountain bike from Burlington, Vermont to Montreal to see my girl, to get up there and see her and go to a sorority house at Concordia University. That was awesome. That was 100 miles. That was 10 hours. That was something. So I know what it's like to ride a bike. I have not been doing anything lately because I've just been taking care of an old man and not getting out enough. I've been walking, but I haven't been doing anything high impact, you know? So I decided the weather's so gorgeous down here, quit driving around a car and wasting gas and yada, 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 yada. So, why not go get a bike and ride around because it's so flat down here and it's gorgeous late at night and it's gorgeous kind of at this time of night. It's awesome, right? And so I thought, all right, I want to go see a friend and it's like 30 miles. And I'm like, boom, let's do it. So I left at like 6 o'clock, got grandpa taken out to dinner, all taken care of, got him all set up with his baseball. Good to go. I know he's safe and secure, not going to be out driving a car. Everybody's good. It's sunset. It's not going to be too hot, right? I just beat the rain out. Got a little mountain bike at Walmart. Here's my ad for Walmart for the day. I'd love to say that you can walk into Walmart and for $150, you can walk out with an awesome mountain bike. And that's just how it works. And one of those fun little locks that has words on it where you can spell out what your lock combination is. I used something, I used a word that I haven't thought of in a long time back when I was working at the University of Vermont, actually. When I was working there in their financial aid office, they had these things called Pell Grants. So I used the word Pell on my bike locks. And you can break into my bike lock if you find my bike. The word Pell is the thing I'm using on the lock. Anyway, so got an awesome bike and just took off at 6 o'clock and decided to go from like Fort Lauderdale to Miami Beach. And interesting neighborhoods. Sometimes when you hear about all the shootings going on at night, those are some of the neighborhoods that I was riding through, which is awesome. And I'll be riding back through them now because I am on my way back to Fort Lauderdale. I know it's crazy. I hadn't pushed myself in a long time and it was nice to have a really sore ass, because that's what I've got right now. When your buttocks have not been pressing a bike seat for many, many years. I haven't ridden a bike hard in at least 3 years. At least. So, yikes. Anyway, I did 30 miles one way. I almost collapsed. And I'm doing it back after like a couple hours of rest because I got to get back. And here's what, oh yeah, this is kind of what I wanted to, I'm a couple miles away from a little stop-off point on the way back, and I'm walking the bike, you know. Sniffling up a pollen storm. Sorry. It's gross. So, as I was riding down, this is how I am in life. I hate to bother anybody else when I'm out in public. I want to be invisible, right? So I'm on the bike and I'm always evading people and like getting off the sidewalk and jumping curves and all kinds of stuff to avoid people, because I'm super attentive to what's going on, because I know if I make a mistake on my bike and hit a car or whatever, I could be dead. And whenever you're in a susceptible vehicle, as I like to call them, or susceptible, certainly you're a pedestrian, you're on a bike, your motorcycle, you're in a smart car. I mean, I don't know how safe a smart car is, but how can it be? It looks like a little pod made out of plastic. It looks like it would pop like a Coke bottle. Just threw too many Mentos in it. So, you know that you're susceptible on a bike, right? So I always like to pay attention and take control and just bob and weave in and out of everything. I used to have a job. I had so many jobs. This should be the jobs pod. So many jobs. It's good to have a lot of jobs, actually. I like that. And I have a good friend who I had a lot of those jobs with. Jobs was weird. Jobs were like a different flavor of something where we could make some money. It was like a plan or a gig when you're in high school. And you go through them every couple months and people go in and out. And those, they don't pay well, most of them. And there's a lot of goofing off involved. And we have a lot of fond memories, people I went to high school with, about the jobs we had in high school. Because I can think of 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 different professions we all messed around in. And I think it's the way it should be. Those jobs are never supposed to pay a lot. You should not be a person in your 30s working those types of jobs, like doing door-to-door canvassing, selling windows, doing telemarketing, doing these types of things that you should only mess around with when you're a teenager for a while. Not even like fast food and stuff like that. You can make a career out of doing fast food if you're good and you like go to the head of Wendy's and you kick ass. Like there's no reason not to go to a big chain, a big company, but doing weird stuff for small companies is kind of a fun thing to do. Anyway, I had a lot of jobs, and one of them was delivering packages in Washington, D.C. on my rollerblades. Going around with a daily MetroCard, going to different stops, and then throwing my rollerblades on and flying them from one building to another, because it's quicker than mailing it. You know, sometimes people need stuff signed right away. And it's quicker than putting somebody and taking the time out of the day, putting that person on the metro, putting that person walking, whatever. There was this weird sweet spot of, we need somebody who can move around fast. There was also bike deliverers as well. There's bike and there's rollerblades. This was back in the day of like roller hockey. This was like 97, maybe 96. I think it was like, I might have been 15 or 16. It was totally illegal what they were doing. I had no helmet and I was wearing these old ass rollerblades, and I would get off the metro. I would like get off at like Woodley. No, where would I get off? They had me going out like Southeast a lot too. I would go out on the Green Line in Southeast, pick up a package. You know, like it'd be close to the metro office. Then I'd have to get off at one in DC and rollerblade between like 10 or 20 streets and dodge people and dodge cars and dodge everything and pay no attention to traffic. It was awesome. And the bike guys were the same way. And, you know, every once in a while, somebody get hit, somebody get a ticket, somebody get in trouble, so they get the bike stolen, whatever. The rollerblades, I don't get the rollerblades stolen because you bring the rollerblades in with you. That was the benefit of the rollerblades. It was a specialty job. I don't know how I got on that topic. Talking about rollerblading around, exerting yourself, I guess. Biking in city. Oh yeah, how I like to ride around. Oh yes. Okay, so as I was paying attention to everyone, there was a nice couple in front of me, and I was just kind of creeping like a stalker behind them, going really slow, not making too much sense. You can hear a little faint sound of the wheels. Ooh, Ken's behind you. That scary bastard. And I'm creeping. But, you know, there's other cars on the road. It's like, you know, 9 o'clock at night or 9:30 or something. And there are other people walking out. There's no reason you would automatically know someone's on their bike behind you, right? So for some reason, I did not let them acknowledge that I was there as I tried to do a nice sneaky little over to the right and get by the guy. Right, because I'm not going to try that on a girl. I don't want some chick going crazy, smacking me in the face, knocking off her purse. I went the side of the guy, and I got something. And as he saw my tire and then heard me right as I was already there, he kind of did get jittery, and I moved a little more to the right, almost to kind. I wasn't planning on going off the curb, but I went to the right to. I went to the right to. To, you know, not be as close to him and still think I was on the sidewalk. Well, I was not on the sidewalk anymore. And I did one of those where you put your tire right on, down on the curb, and I know how to fall, and I did my stop, drop, and roll, and I flipped over and flipped that freaking bike right up. And I didn't cut myself too bad for two or three places, but I was definitely fine when it happened. And they were apologizing and everything. And I said, no. Look at that cat, black and white cat. I saw two white cats and a black cat on the way down here. It was funny because it was after I saw the black cat. I don't believe in that nonsense, by the way, but it was, it's true that it was after the black cat when I did this wreck. Anyway, that sucked. I'm such an idiot. Anyway, I'm so terrible sometimes, but that's as bad as it was. But this, otherwise, it's been a really fun ride, and I have such sore buttocks, but I will get home eventually, and I'm enjoying it because it's gorgeous outside. I'm walking by the beach on one side, and I'm walking by some cars here in a minute. Might get a little louder. Maybe we'll make this shorter than the normal 17 minutes because I'm trying to get to a bank, so I have some cash. I like ran out of cash, so I need to get to my bank. And anyway, everything's fun when you're on a bike. What only I want to say more about this was, I'm in a role, kind of a caretaker role, where I kind of got to be available during the day, you know, and really responsible time. Can't get out and do that kind of extended exercise during the day. One, it's too hot and I wouldn't want to do it anyway at that time, but I also can't leave my grandpa at that time, right? So what's nice about this is taking the opportunity to take advantage of a weird hour of the day. I can be napping sometimes during the day with my grandpa there. That's fine. So I can take advantage of this at nighttime, get some crazy serious exercise, have a weird experience. You know how many of these Trump Towers I've passed on the way here on A1A? At least four of them. There were four different Trump buildings. I might take pictures of them on the way home. Weird. I love experiencing weird stuff. I feel like it's always fun to be really high populated places when nobody is around. Maybe that's going to be my thing. Maybe that will be my niche. Is going to places super late at night when nothing's going on and doing podcasts. That's fun. I think I should do that. It's cool. I did it at the southernmost point of the United States, down in Key West, getting roostered at. That was funny as hell. Nobody was there. I did not see anybody there. I mean, think about it. It's just weird. Anyway, I'll probably let you guys go. Just wanted to let you know that I'm out on a bike. I've got another like 23 miles to go, and I'm going to be going through the ghetto. It's going to be fun. I can't breathe this out.